AP News, Friday, January 24th. I'm Ben Thomas. In the Senate, a late-night vote to confirm Pete Hegseth as defense secretary needed Vice President J.D. Vance on hand to cast a tie-breaking vote. President Trump toured L.A. area wildfire damage. California Governor Gavin Newsom greeting him as he got off Air Force One.
Thank you for being here. It means a great deal to all of us, and not just the folks in Palisades, the folks in Altadena that were devastated. We're going to need your support.
Later, Trump told local officials,
there can be no golden age without the golden state.
Pledging,
we're going to open the coffers. You know, America wants us to be taken care of. This was a horrible thing to watch.
Earlier, the president made a stop to see the ongoing recovery from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina, where he said he's considering getting rid of the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
When there's a problem with the state, I think that problem should be taken care of by the state. That's what we have states for.
Donald Warder reports the Trump administration says immigration officers nationwide will be allowed to deport migrants without appearing before a judge.
Friday's announcement comes after Newark, New Jersey Mayor Ross Baraka says ICE agents on Thursday raided a fish wholesaler in the city without a warrant. The mayor says people without documentation and U.S. citizens were detained and fingerprinted.
When I got this information, I was appalled. Upset, angry that this would happen here in this state, in this country.
In a notice in the Federal Register, the Trump administration said the speeded up deportations will, quote, be to enhance national security and public safety while reducing government costs by facilitating prompt immigration determinations, end quote. Donna Warder, Washington.
In Israel, families are waiting for Hamas to release four female soldiers held hostage in Gaza for 15 months. In exchange, Israel's to release 200 Palestinian prisoners. This is AP News. At the National Zoo in Washington, D.C.,
she pulls the branch, she eats the branch.
Pandas have returned to public view. Hai Pandrani has the story.
Two giant pandas, Bao Li and Ching Bao, made their debut to the public at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington.
It is a great delight to come to the District of Panda.
Chinese Ambassador Xi Feng.
And witness the debut of Bao Li and Ching Bao together with all of you. Washington, D.C. is no longer unbearable.
One Arlington, Virginia resident, Tanya Griffin, took the day off work to see the pandas.
It's making me, honestly, it's bringing back some, like, child joy. So it's very exciting. My inner child is coming out.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
She just lays down.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.